Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, happy Easter to all of you. And, you know, I don't know whether it's been, I think it's because the past two Sundays were pretty cloudy anyway, but I walked out of my door this morning and I look outside and it's light outside. What happened? I love it. And I arrive here at our beautiful Skyline studio and I see the sun come up. It is just marvelous. It'll be even better if I have the opportunity to talk with you this morning. I'm here to help you. Any pet behavior questions that you happen to have, our phone number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I do have some comments about tomorrow. Tomorrow is Earth Day, and I'll talk about that. I want to talk about rabbits also. Why, if you're thinking about it, you know, there are still some pet stores that are open that actually will sell you some rabbits today because it's Easter. Don't do that. And I'll have some Rabbit 101 for you. But most of all, as I said, here to help you, 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text, you can find me on Facebook, any pet behavior questions that you happen to have. Well, today, of course, is Easter, but it's much more than that, right? It's a national holiday for another reason. It is the Beverly Hills Dog Show, seen later today, presented by Purina on NBC. One of the broadcasters for that show I spoke to just a couple of days ago. And anytime I talk with John O'Hurley, you know, the guy from Seinfeld, from Broadway, from lots of different game shows, from broadcasting, you name it, on television, but now associated with dog shows, arguably more than anything else in the world. But where in the world? That's what I always ask John O'Hurley. Where in the world is John O'Hurley?
I'm in the basement of the U.S. Capitol right now.
In the basement?
One of the senator's offices. I'm here on behalf of Child Help today. It's the National Day of Hope for child abuse, and so we're caucusing some of the Senate here to see if we can improve their stance on against child abuse.
Well, when it comes to caucusing, whatever that means, I'm thinking you could do a very good job at that. What does that mean? What do you do?
Well, yeah, you just, you know, use sharp instruments to kind of convince them.
No wonder why they put you in the basement. Now I understand
Absolutely.
So it's another dog show, and this one is the mm-hmm. Beverly Hills Dog Show, which means lots of celebrities are there.
All you have to do is put Bo Derek in the audience, and that's all you need.
Well, you're not kidding. And she, you know, I had the pleasure of seeing her last year, and she still looks amazing, and she loves dogs. But
pretty as ever, and you wouldn't find a greater friend to animals than Bo Derek.
But I know Mario Lopez from Extra will be there, and a whole long list of celebrities.
It's a wonderful group. Yeah, it's growing and growing every year. This is our third year doing the show and our first year on NBC. So we're very grateful to NBC finally adopting this, and hopefully with the success that we have on Thanksgiving Day with the National Dog Show presented by Purina, that some of that audience will spill over to Easter Sunday as well.
Well, you know what? We talk about dog adoption, so this is network adoption, I guess.
So this is an
amazing dog show because aside from all the celebrities that, and I just named, you name one, I name one, but there's lots of celebrities there. But aside from all of that, what's most important, I think, are the celebrity dogs. And the fact that you, year after year, come back to do these dog shows, what is it about dog shows that says, of all the 4,000 things you do, and now 4,001 because you are a professional caucuser, I guess, I've got to do this. I've got to come back and do the dog show.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, David and I are kind of joined at the wrist and ankles there, and we just enjoy it. It's just every day that we spend in the presence of that many dogs is just a wonderful day. This new show, the Beverly Hills Dog Show, is just, it's a way for us to really kind of round off the edges on what the stodginess that people associate perhaps with dog shows. It's just kind of a dog show done differently, and we have a lot of fun with it. And it has a little bit of the Hollywood pizzazz.
It has a lot of Hollywood pizzazz, actually, from the red carpet at the beginning of the show. So my hope is that when the dogs go through that red carpet or walk down it, that someone has plastic bags. Is that your job?
No, but we do have the occasional hazmat issue.
All right, again.
But also, we've redone the Best in Show class. That arena now is a special arena that's dedicated just to the Best in Show, and it's done more like, it looks more like a Victoria's Secret runway.
So how good are you at, all right, the final dogs, one representing each of the seven groups, are now participating in Best in Show. And at the commercial break, you look at David and you say, that's the one. How good are you at that?
Well, we both have been proven wrong the last 2 years running. You know, it's been, and in fact, I even tossed my wife and my son into the mix as well, and none of us got the last year's dog.
Well, you know what? That's part of the fun, I think, of watching at home, too, because everyone in the family, you're all watching the television, and this will be when everyone in the family may be together, because it's Easter Sunday, April 21st, 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time. You're all watching it, and Grandpa says, well, that's the dog, and the grandniece says, no, that's the dog, you know?
Well, as David Fry always says, you root for the alma mater factor. You root for the breed that's sitting next to you on the couch.
Oftentimes, that's the truth. So, John,
and you know, I tell you, we have more fun with people that during the day, during the show, will send us videos of their dog watching the show.
Really?
And some of those are absolutely priceless. I've seen dogs that walk around the television set looking on the other side for the dog.
That's hysterical. They ought to put those videos up online.
They are just so precious. We encourage them, and we are grateful when people send them to us, and they just make us laugh.
Well, there is something about the relationship that you guys have. You're clearly having so much fun, and and it brings in the audience. And, you know, I mean, as I mentioned, and as people know, John O'Hurley has done everything I think there is to do in show business. But you keep coming back to the dog show because you have a good time doing it. That's clear.
It really is. And it's such a singular event that, we're just, grateful that it's been blessed with permanence on Thanksgiving Day. And we certainly hope, as I said, that this will spill over now onto another great family day, which is Easter Sunday.
Yep. The National Dog Show is the one you're talking about, Thanksgiving Day. This one, as you mentioned, Easter Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 o'clock on the Pacific Coast. John O'Hurley, who the heck knows where you're going to be next week, but thank you very much today for joining us from the basement of the Capitol.
I still could be here next week. I'll tell you, this is like a maze trying to get out of here. I have no idea where I am.
Good luck with that. Thank you very much, Mr. Caucuser. John O'Hurley, thank you.
Great to talk to you. Bye-bye.
I hope he's still not in the basement of the Capitol today because he has to broadcast the dog show. Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina on NBC. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Call or text or through Facebook. In fact, I have a Facebook note here that, Steve, can you remind your listeners that Easter lilies are toxic to cats? I think you did that for me. Thank you. And that buying rabbits is not a good idea. In fact, I was going to talk about rabbits, and I will. So you make an impulsive purchase, and you do it for any pet. It doesn't matter what kind of pet that is. It's never a good idea. Do your homework first. I mean, rabbits live about 10 to 14 years, so it's a commitment. And, you know, here's the catch-22. People generally tend to buy bunnies because they're so cute for their children, who are also, of course, very cute. And they, for decades and decades, well, they go together. They really don't. Rabbits, here's the truth. They have, what do you call it when you have a fear of heights? Is that agoraphobia? Whatever that is, that's what rabbits have. And they have a fear of falling, and they don't like being cuddled or snuggled or held tightly. Now, having said that, a lot of rabbits have learned to adjust as far as being held and snuggled and cuddled. But all of them do still have a fear of falling, because if they fall, I mean, these are rabbits. They're not monkeys. And if they fall, they actually, the way their bones are structured, they seem to know, hardwired, they know that they're going to get hurt. And in fact, just falling off a sofa, a rabbit can get very, very hurt. So they're really not the best pet for kids. Also, they like structure. They like everything to be the same all the time. With kids, young kids, things are never the same all the time. Also, do your homework as far as what they eat. Lots of rabbits end up in rescues, and they're fed, believe it or not, just like carrots a lot. And they end up very, very sick as a result. So Bugs Bunny is right. They do like carrots as a snack, but to have carrots all the time is not a good idea. Uterine cancer is a real problem in rabbits, actually. So spaying rabbits is very important for their health. Spay-neuter is also a good idea, also for behavioral reasons. By neutering, potential hormone-related behavior problems are often avoided. Rabbits can be litter box trained, so that's the good news. They're quiet pets, for sure. They can make wonderful pets, but you have to appreciate them for what they are. And one more thing, by the way, no matter what the TV commercials tell you, rabbits never lay eggs. 312-981-7200, that is our telephone number. Or you can text, as this listener did, at 312-981-7200. Oh, by the way, good morning. It is 6:50 on WGN. I'm Steve Dales, Steve Dales Pet World. We talk about pets until 7 o'clock. Then the topic turns to politics right now. Here is the text. How do you help dogs who do not enjoy car rides? Well, it depends how much that dog is not enjoying the car ride. So is the dog absolutely terrified, or is the dog just not having a good time? So if the dog is just not having fun, you can jolly things up a little bit. Try to make it fun. So bring a toy. Don't interact and play with the dog while you're driving. I would get into trouble for saying that. I'm not saying that. Don't do that. That's dangerous. But what I am saying is take a toy that your dog can interact with himself or herself in the car. Or if there's someone sitting in the back seat with the dog, to pet the dog, pay attention to the dog, praise the dog if the dog is just not having a good time. Also, there's a product called Adaptil that can lower anxiety, help animals feel, dogs in this case, feel more comfortable where they are in their own environment. It's a copy of a pheromone that is naturally found in the milk of lactating mothers, that it helps calm dogs. And if it's a collar, it goes wherever the dog goes, right? So that's one idea. If the dog is really terrified, talk to your veterinarian about nutritional supplements like Zentrol is one, Zentrol, that can lower anxiety. If the dog is absolutely that terrified and you do need to go on car rides, then maybe talk to your veterinarian about something even stronger than that. But, you know, here's what I don't like. I don't like giving dogs Benadryl or a drug called Acepromazine. And the reason for that is because they make the dog sleepy, so the dog may look a bit more relaxed, but the dog isn't. The dog is still terrified, but just sleepy, and that doesn't really solve the problem at all. So what I suggest you do is also behavior modification. So for dogs that are very, very much afraid of car rides, take 2 weeks where you're not going to go on a real car ride. Just play with the dog outside the car first, with the car doors maybe open if there's a driveway and you're not parking on the street and you can do this. Toss a tennis ball or something the dog really likes, like a squeaky toy, into the car. Make the car a part of where the dog plays. You could even feed the dog in the car. This behavior modification stuff really works, by the way. Then what you do is you do that over and over to the point that the dog is showing no signs of anxiety. Then what you do is you have the dog go into the car, close the doors, and you feed the dog some treats, let the dog out just like nothing happened. Do that a couple times a day, as often as you can, as often as you like. No big deal. Dog gets treats in the car. It becomes a good place. Good things happen in the car. And don't go anywhere yet. So dog still shows no anxiety. Now you can go somewhere, but not quite yet. Start the engine and go nowhere. Or maybe the dog is in the back of the car, doors closed, of course, and you back up 5 feet, go back forwards 5 feet, and that's it. That's the ride. You're only going for 5 feet. And after that ride, that really extraordinarily short ride, the dog does get rewarded, gets some food, gets fed. So the dog associates, okay, I go on this car ride, and then I get fed right after the car ride. So go back right into the house and feed the dog. Then try going around maybe down the block, then around the block, then around two blocks. Take it slow, and each and every time, a couple things happen. You're using that Adaptil I talked about. Maybe you're using a nutritional supplement. Maybe you have something like a Kong toy, stuffed with low-fat peanut butter or something, in the back of the car to distract your dog. So your dog's busy working on that. And if the dog isn't so terrified that your dog can do that, that's a good sign in of itself. And then after that ride, again, the dog gets something really, really good. Fear-Free Happy Homes. It's a great website. FearFreeHappyHomes.com has more information about all of that, and you can access that website for that information. Here's another question. This one's about house training. It's a question I get a lot at this time of year. This texter is having difficulty house training a puppy. So here are some basic rules. Be consistent. Try to go to the same place all the time. You are at the end of the leash. You know, if you let the dog out in the backyard, you don't know what the dog's doing or not doing. You're not sure. So you're right there to reward your dog. That's what's most important. Instantly. And use a treat only used for that purpose. I don't know the age of this puppy, but puppies of a certain age, you know it's guaranteed or your money back. When they get up from a nap, when they are done playing, even a short play session, after they've eaten, after they've had water, they are going to need to go. It's what comes in one way definitely goes out the other way. And you have to give the dog the opportunity to do that. Reward the dog absolutely instantly when the dog does it. Lots of text here, 312-981-7200. I don't know why I just said the number because I'm out of time. I can't read too many more, but and that's what some of them are. Steve, your show is too short, so thank you very much, and thank you for your kind comments and for your Easter wishes, and by the way, Passover wishes as well. My cat's screaming in the middle of the night. Why is that happening? Oh my goodness. There are lots of potential reasons for that. Generally, this happens with older cats, but let me back up one step, and this is the most important step. How is your cat medically? It could be kidney disease, hyperthyroid disease. It could be pain from anywhere, just moving in the wrong direction, moving the wrong way. And instead of saying, ouch, the cat cries. It could be a hearing loss that is going on with an older cat. It could be feline cognitive dysfunction syndrome. That is a long name for what amounts to Alzheimer's in cats. So there are lots of possibilities. Step one, absolutely, please see your veterinarian. Pets aren't like family, they are family. And that's why, in fact, the veterinarians and all the staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you and your pets need them most. That's the whole idea. They're 24/7. Located at the corner of Belmont, Western, and Clybourne, MedVet provides emergency, specialty, and critical care 24/7 every day of the year. MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center, American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital, and they will always meet your pet's needs. They have specialists to do it, and they do it well. Really, one of the best in America. 773-281-7110. That's medvetforpets.com. 773-281-7110. My website is stevedale.tv. I hope you go there. Go there often and check things out.